This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Wang Yu was a little two-year-old girl who was tragically run over by two cars one afternoon, 13th of October 2011. It was a narrow road in a place called Foshan in Guangdong in China. As she lay bleeding on the road for more than 7 minutes, 18 passers-by skirted around her body, ignoring her. She was eventually helped by a female rubbish scavenger named Granny Chen. And this little girl was sent to hospital for treatment, but it was too late. She died 8 days later. And the closed-circuit television recording of the incident was uploaded onto the internet and stirred widespread reaction in China and in other parts of the world. Many commentators saw this as indicative of a growing apathy in contemporary Chinese society. Why did it take so long for anyone to stop and help this poor little two-year-old girl? Well, her parents blame nobody but themselves for her death, and the terrible tragedy outraged so many people that China launched a Stop Apathy campaign on the internet. Well, the sign posted at the bus stop says the trouble with this world is apathy, and someone had scribbled underneath it, well, who cares? A news crew was filming people on the street asking them this question: what's the biggest problem in the world, ignorance or apathy? And this question, a lady was crossing the street and simply said, I don't know, I just don't care. Now, that's a fairly typical response today from people who don't want to get involved. Keep your head down, mind your own business. And yet Mother Teresa said that the biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but the feeling of being unwanted or uncared for, the feeling of being deserted. The greatest evil is the lack of love and charity, this indifference towards one's neighbour who lives on the roadside with poverty and disease. We can do no great things, this is Mother Teresa, only little things with great love. And regarding indifference, say, to the tragedy of divorce, someone writes, some time ago, a friend of mine went through a divorce. When I heard the news, I was sorry, I was surprised, but I did nothing. And then we happened to meet. You know, he said, not one of my friends called me when I was divorced. No one said a word. But what was there to say? I said, well, we all knew you both. We were your friends. Well, it's not what you could say. All you had to do, he said, was call and say, I hope everything's all right. Is there anything I can do? We who are hurt want to know that our friends are still there. The great Luciano Pavarotti said that when he was a little boy, his father, who was a baker, introduced him to the wonders of music and song, and he urged him to work hard to develop his voice. And a professional tenor in his town in Italy took him on as a pupil, and Pavarotti also enrolled in a teacher's college. He graduated and said to his father, well, Dad, shall I be a teacher or a singer? Well, Luciano, his father said, if you try to sit on two chairs, you'll fall between them. For life, you must choose one chair. And Pavarotti later said that I chose one, but it took 7 years of study and frustration before I made my first personal appearance. And it took another 7 years to reach the Metropolitan Opera. And now I think whether it's laying bricks or writing a book or whatever we choose, we should give ourselves to it. Commitment, he said, that's the key. Choose one chair. Well, that's true, isn't it? The opposite of love is not hate, we say. It's indifference. It's just this fact that the opposite of faith is not heresy. It's indifference. And the Bible has a remarkable story that I suggest you read sometime from Luke 10, the man who was, where Jesus told the story, traveling man from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was beaten up along the way. And a priest was on his way and just shrugged his shoulders. A Levite, a religious man, showed up and he avoided this injured man. Then a Samaritan who was despised by people, he travelled the road and he went across, gave him first aid. He bandaged his wounds, lifted him onto a donkey and looked after him. And Jesus said, which of these three became a neighbour to the man attacked by the robbers? And the scholar said, the man who treated him kindly. And Jesus said, you go and do the same. Well, Heavenly Father, help us not to stand by in life and ignore the needs of others. We want to be people who make a difference, as we do care. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.